According to today's edition, Sunday, August 9th, the day is mostly playing out on Spectrum. The patch itself hasn't moved, but the community has a lot to say, and not always light stuff. Let's take a moment to hear them out. Let's start with the game though, quickly. The PTU is still on Alpha 4.10, live on Alpha 4.9, no notable new build over the period. The only fresh announcement is about the test schedule. The weekend playtest for the Siege of Orison instance, originally set for yesterday, has been pushed back to today, Sunday, at 8 PM Coordinated Universal Time. No specific reason was given for the delay. And it's that very same Siege of Orison, or more precisely the Star Citizen Live episode dedicated to it this week, that set the forums on fire. Since then, Spectrum has been hit by a wave of critical posts about the game's overall direction, and so far, no official response has come to cool things down. The thread at the center of it all is essentially titled "Are You Worried?", a poll that gathered over 700 votes and 100 replies about the project's general state. Other threads pile on, one claiming the illusion is broken, another pointing to, and I quote, "a deeper problem than just bugs and performance issues." Some are going as far as asking CIG to refocus on a fully functional universe rather than additional content, an idea that keeps coming back in different forms over the past few days. The overall tone is tired, sometimes pessimistic, but let's be honest about it too. These threads don't represent the whole community. Other posts, at the same time, are thanking the team for the live stream, or leaning into deliberate irony, with over-the-top declarations of love for the studio and its on-screen talent. In this climate, one thread pushes back in the usual way, arguing that a good chunk of the game's supporters doesn't actually care about Squadron 42 and its future chapters, which sparked quite a bit of debate in return. But the post that hit the community hardest today is something different. It's a long farewell letter, published by a backer who's been around since 2013, walking through his relationship with CIG's ship buyback policy, the packages he feels he lost along the way, and what he describes as a decade of personal investment. The post gathered 140 votes and around 60 replies on Spectrum, and it's finding a direct echo on Reddit. It's the kind of post that isn't looking for a fight, it's just telling a story, and clearly a lot of veteran backers saw themselves in it. On Reddit, the mood follows the same slope, with a healthy dose of self-deprecating humor on top. One thread ironically compiles the week's criticisms directed at CIG under the sarcastic title, "But CIG doesn't look at Reddit." Another post acknowledges, not without amusement, that the subreddit might deserve its reputation for being purely reactive. The debate over whether to prioritize the sandbox versus scripted content is running almost word for word across both platforms. On the technical fatigue side, several players are describing sessions made unplayable after the latest update, between stuck hangar elevators, enemies that won't spawn, and mission cargo that goes unrecognized. One thread raises a question that's been making the rounds. Would the community accept CIG announcing a full year with no new content, entirely dedicated to server stability? The discussion that follows is fairly measured, without really landing anywhere. And there's that persistent hangar bug, still showing up, despite successive patches, which has basically become a running joke at this point. Thankfully, it's not all complaints. One player is making a passionate case for the Ironclad as the best purchase in the game. Others are debating the value proposition of the Bashir, that fighter cobbled together from salvaged parts but priced like a well-established ship. A pilot shares the rediscovered joy of flying in VR after years on multi-crew vessels. And the contemplative side of the game is still very much alive, with several stunning screenshots shared throughout the day, including a frozen scene at the edge of the system that got some well-deserved attention. A nice note to close out on the community side, a ship gathering is scheduled for this Sunday morning, open to everyone, no org membership required. Good to see that kind of initiative pop up in the middle of a pretty rough week. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $180,000 raised yesterday, and a total that remains above $1.034 billion. This was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU today, and that's the verse.